Business Ventures Point made, where he assists family business owners, corporate teams, and senior executives to professionalize their pitch and presentation skills, and we're hoping he'll take on JCCB as a pro bono client. David Snowden.
Thank you, David. Good evening, everybody. Isn't it interesting? The oldest man, the presenter, Graham, gets out a 1992 file and reads it, while our younger woman, Jackie, gives a PowerPoint presentation. How the generations change. But I must say, Jackie, it was refreshing to see a younger woman up here with us three old ones. I also have... No, she's not coming. I think... she's not here, done. No, I've just come from Yeshiva. Now, Leah is making a major presentation to Yeshiva
College.
But they're running a little bit late, Nina, and she's going to try and be here, but if she's not here, you'll know why. I have to apologise on a bit of a half. So thank you for the opportunity. I've got to admit, when Nina first asked me to come and speak about strategic planning, I said no. Unlike previous speakers who are all made on strategic planning, I am certainly not a strategic planner. I'm more a basic guy. When there's an issue, I deal with it, try and fix it, and move on to the next issue. But I do understand some of the basics of planning and strategy for our community, and I had the privilege of being with Graham and Alan Goldberg and Sam Mashinsky and the late Alan Sidman and then Marla back in 1992, 22 years ago, I'm looking at the future of the Australian or the Victorian Jewish community. How ironic is that Graham and I read a report that's so relevant to this day, 22 years on. I think there are two fundamental questions we need to ask ourselves. Where are we today? Where are we today? Honestly, transparently, taking our own egos aside and looking as a Victorian Jewish community person and maybe not as an individual organisation person, where are we today is the first question. And the second question is, where do we want to be? What sort of Victorian Jewish community would I like to see for my great-grandchildren? My grandchildren, all nine of them, are benefiting from the strength of our community. And each and every one of you, in your own way, have participated in the strength and the diversity and the engagement and the success of our Victorian Jewish community. And kol hakavod to each and every one of you, and your committees and your organisations. And I think we as an organisation, or as a community rather, if we put a stop as at September 15, 2014, we could look back with great pride and great pleasure at what we all, as a community, have achieved. However, the real world says we have some serious ongoing perennial issues to deal with. And we have some new challenges in this frightening world that we're all living in, that we see day by day, sadly and tragically. You know what the ongoing issues are? All of you have been involved in one or more of them. The ongoing cost of Jewish education, the rising amount of people who are below the poverty line, the increasing cost of kosher food, our aging community, the lack of young leaders, the gap in our community, and why is there so much duplication and fragmentation? The cost would be incredible if we started to add up. And we ask ourselves the question, is there a better way? A more coordinated way? A team approach rather than individual organisation approach? Is there a Victorian Jewish community approach? Or should it be an Australian Jewish community approach? Several years ago, as a couple of people previous speakers referred to, there was a vigorous discussion in Melbourne about whether we raise as much money as Sydney, whether we need a JCA model. I heard this. Opinions were heated. Opinions were very diverse. No one had the facts. And finally, after a lot of frustration, I decided it was time to let us get the facts. And so I went looking for a Jewish financial analyst to help get the facts. I found it very, very difficult to find someone with the competency and the time and the commitment to go and put this work together. Finally, someone recommended there's a guy called David Levy. He's a great financial analyst. Go and talk to David. So I finally tracked down David Levy, organised organise it and come to my office. He comes in, he looks Jewish, sounds Jewish. We sit down. I said, look, I've got a very confidential discussion to have with you. We need someone to look at the facts of all our Jewish communities. And of course, we have to rely on someone that is Jewish. This guy looked at me and says, so why don't you find someone that's Jewish? I'm not Jewish. So from that dead end, from David Levy, but he gave me a good tip. He said, I think there's a bright young girl called Leah Bolton, who's from Sydney. She's worked at McKinsey. I think she's now in Melbourne. And cutting a long story short, I tracked down Leah. And Leah put together what I would say is one of the most incredible, important documents this community's had. Because she did one thing that hasn't been able to be done up to now. She actually, through her own credibility, got the trust and respect of every Jewish organisation to get the facts of how much money they actually raised through different sources. And she put together a report that astounded a lot of people. It actually showed that Melbourne actually raises more money, not by much, more money than Sydney does through the JCA. At the time, the figure was about $15.5 million in total between UAA and local Jewish organisations. And that satisfied a lot of us that at least from a fundraising point of view, Melbourne was doing better than Sydney. However, the donors call the shots. So in Sydney, the donors give to JCA, apart from Capital Appeals, where they've got the opportunity to donate to Capital Appeals. So the donors in Sydney give to JCA, and JCA then, through a whole series of trusts and committees, allocate those funds on an as-needs basis. In Melbourne, we have something completely different. The donors are at the behest of all the organisations that are knocking on their door from morning, noon and night. And I'm sure you, like I, are probably getting sick and tired of every organisation seemingly now to have monthly appeal. Now every organisation is having a Rosh Hashanah appeal. It's just going on and on and on. And I know as a donor, it is so frustrating to try and deal with a number of requests that are in such an uncoordinated way, in my view. We don't have an organisation that actually controls and coordinates the allocation of funds. So my challenge to the JCCB would be, you can have every strategic planning appeal, planning committee you have, but unless you're controlling the direction and the source and the allocation of those funds, frankly, those strategic plans are going to be pretty meaningless. I also think there's another issue about our community. The recent events in Israel and Gaza highlighted to me the differences again between Sydney and Melbourne. I was away for most of the Gaza-Israel war. I got back to attend a couple of meetings. I was frankly really concerned at some of the views that I heard from young and old people who were at this meeting. Concerns about their fears of living as a Jew in Melbourne, anxious about sending their kids on buses to Jewish schools, concerns that people didn't have the answers as to what to say when someone at work said, why are you Jews killing the babies in Gaza? This was widespread from people that I thought would have been able to answer those questions. And what also struck me was the number of individuals that I heard at the time then phoned me that were organising their own advertising campaigns, their own billboards, their own group meetings at homes, and so proud they were they got 25 people into a home to hear some guru speak. Where was the bigger picture? Where was the coordination? Where was the plan? Under crisis, admittedly, but where was our community when a crisis hit? I was so concerned, I spoke to several people within our community, and then arranged to go and see Robert Goode, President of the Executive Council of Australia here in Sydney, and spent some time with Robert to understand what they did in Sydney. He told me what happened through the combination, through the coordination between the ECAJ, federally, and the New South Wales Board of Deputies. They did a number of things in coordination and cooperation with each other. In his view, and I shared that with other friends of mine in Sydney, Sydney, in my view, did not have the same level of anxiety and fear amongst this community because they were better communicated with. They felt like there was direction. They felt like there was coordination. These are my views.
The Israel-Gaza situation, the Australian upgrading of the terror alerts are high, and the ISIS crazies that we're having to put up with around the world now necessitate it's time for a relook at our structures and our strategies as well as our priorities. I don't have the answers. We've heard from different speakers tonight about different models. Some they may work, some may not work. All I know is that within our own community, we've got experts. A lot of them, we don't know of, but they're there. We have to find the appropriate experts, to find the other Leah Bolters that we've got in our community to help us help ourselves. Ellen talking about education reminds me about cooperation. As a result of the first report that we did on the JCA concept for Melbourne, the major issue that came out of that was the cost of Jewish education. And so we decided to then take that on board as another project. Again, thanks to Leah's credibility and trust she had, for the first time ever, all of the schools, every one of our 8 schools, gave her the facts and figures of how much money they raised, of what they were subsidising, and allowed us to put our education report together that is still being acted upon as we speak today. That is the level of cooperation and collaboration and communication that we need across the board. I have to agree with what Graham said in terms of the needs of planning, of information, of resources, and it requires leadership. I look around the room, and with a couple of exceptions, there are not enough young people here. What are we doing with our young leaders? I had the privilege 2 weekends ago to speak to a group called Launchpad. There were 33 young people aged up to 35. A new group under the auspices of the Australian Jewish Funders Network in conjunction with a group in New South Wales. All aspiring leaders. They are the people we have to engage with. These are the people, the young people with different ideas, different concepts that can come and help our community. We've got to look forward with the younger generation. We can't keep on calling upon the same name, the same people, to do more of the same. The status quo for this community is not good enough. Businesses around the world are transforming. We're opening things to make them broken. It's time that we in Victoria have a good look at ourselves, both in an honest and transparent way for the benefit of our future generations. Thank you.
I'm delighted to hear what you said about young leadership. And